Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Most of us who grew up in homes with a mother and father in residence remember our childhood as times of absolute safety. If the slightest thing went awry, Mom or Dad would fix it immediately. In our adult lives, facing existential threats, whether real or imagined, still threats, on a daily basis, we often wax nostalgic about that golden age when Mom and Dad, all-powerful, provided for our every want and vanquished every threat to our well-being. Of course, every once in a while, reality intruded into our cocoons, and someone suffered an accident or a sudden illness or a crime. Sometimes someone died, and we all reeled in shock at this thing that could not happen. But in time, we either returned to our cheery confidence or gave ourselves over to permanent nostalgia for the old days when everybody was safe. We weren't safe, of course. We were ignorant. We believed in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and omnipotent parents. Meanwhile, our parents were just as scared, insecure, uncertain, and self-doubting as we are now. Thinking differently, believing in that golden age, warps our thinking about ourselves. For one thing, makes us fault ourselves for not being as stalwart as we suppose they were. But there's more to it than that. Believing our parents were godlike and our childhoods were inviolate is childlike, perhaps, but it does scant harm, and that only to ourselves. But when you expand that mistaken belief into an entire worldview, the increase in harm is exponential. An astonishing number of people have transferred their faith in their fathers and mothers to a misguided faith in the President of the United States. They believe the President runs the country, manages the economy, is the commander-in-chief, and the most powerful man in the world. He sets the price of gasoline, the rate of inflation, and the unemployment rate, all presumably before breakfast. And this is the most childish part. We expect him to restore our feelings of security and well-being that we remember from our own mythical golden age of childhood. Although the great majority of the mainstream media pander to these assumptions all day, every day, the president does none of these things. His job is to administer the laws passed and spend the money appropriated by Congress. He's just another CEO, except that he is also, while in office, the head of state, the living embodiment of the United States of America. Hence the trappings of office, for example, hail to the chief, the protocols of respect required while in his presence. For example, no one, male or female, is supposed to go through a door ahead of him. Not because he's president, but because he's the head of state. This is the distinction Harry Truman was making when he famously told General Douglas MacArthur, "You can say anything you want about Harry Truman, but by God, you will respect the office of the President of the United States." The root of this disease is, of course, ignorance. Forgivable in an innocent child, but not in the possessor of a smartphone. Anyone who thinks the president runs the country has no concept of the size and complexity of this enormous nation, the millions upon millions of decisions and events that shape a day in its life. Likewise, managing the economy is sort of an oxymoron, like steering the tornado. People who like the president when times are good feel validated and like him even more. When times are bad, they tolerate him, make excuses for him, and insist that the times are not as bad as they seem. People who do not like the president when times are good insist that times are really very bad. When times are bad, they feel validated and berate him tirelessly for his failures. It surely is no coincidence that the most popular movies of our age are about omnipotent superheroes who save the day for us while we watch from a safe distance. Magical thinking is not thinking. It is fatalism, a surrender of our futures to forces beyond our comprehension or control. A democratic republic, to survive, requires its citizens to be educated, informed, and involved. People who are none of the above, but who stridently advance their half-baked ideas about the all-powerful president and the conspiracies and failures that swirl around him, are not citizens. They are dead weight. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.